HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Prime Minister Modi on Sunday held a meeting on Cyclone Yaas, which is approaching India's east coast. The Prime Minister reviewed the preparedness of states and central government. Yaas will cross Bengal and Orissa coasts on May 26 as a very severe cyclonic storm. Prime Minister Modi called for the timely evacuation of people. Army and Navy have kept their resources on standby for rescue operations. India should have an integrated agency for its borders, the Bureau of Police Research and Development has recommended. It can work like the United States Department of Homeland Security or EU's Frontex, the body said. In a detailed report, the BPRD said that such an agency will work inside the existing integrated checkposts. It will have the mandate to register, investigate and dispose of all types of cross-border crimes. India has contested the international arbitration award of more than $1.2 billion to Cairn Energy. The government said it is highly flawed and wrongly backed an alleged tax avoidance scheme of the company. The Indian government will defend its case vigorously worldwide, the finance ministry said. The British oil major won the award in a dispute with India in December last year. Double Olympic medalist Sushil Kumar, who was absconding since May 4, was arrested on Sunday. Kumar is wanted in the murder of fellow wrestler Sagar Dinkar. He was arrested by the Delhi police from the outskirts of the national capital. A city court sent Kumar to six-day police custody. Dinkar, a former junior national champion, was beaten to death inside the Chhatrasal Stadium on May 4. He was allegedly assaulted by Kumar and his friends. A new study has proposed to set up smart toilets which can analyze stool for health problems. It said that an artificial intelligence tool under development can be added to the standard toilet. It can assist in managing chronic gastrointestinal issues such as inflammatory bowel disease, the study said. It was carried out by researchers at Duke University. The research was selected for presentation at Digestive Disease Week 2021.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.